What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to email a question to Congressman Kevin Cramer, joining us today. And, Kevin, how did the radio town hall go today after your coffees with Cramer? You had two of those, one in Grand Forks yesterday, one this morning in Fargo. What was the response? What kind of a turnout did you get for those?
I'm really hyped up on caffeine. I can yeah, I had an Americano at 8 o'clock last night in Grand Forks, and I've already had two cups of coffee in Fargo.
You probably walked to Fargo after that one then.
Well, I was a little late. I was tired. No, I'll tell you, Steve, they went very well. A big crowd last evening in Grand Forks, which really, by the way, which is an interesting distinction. You know, we've done daytime, moved to morning, afternoon, now evening. And you do get a little different crowd depending on what time of the day you do it. And I think evening, of course, is most conducive, I think, for a lot of people. There are other people that prefer the daytime. So we're just trying to mix it up. But big crowds of both and a little feistier in Grand Forks, I suppose. There's a few more loyal opposition, if you will. But, you know, great interest in the Obamacare issues, of course. A lot of interest in the overall the sort of debt issue, the bigger debt issues.
Well, I was going to ask, what are the key topics to North Dakotans? What are you hearing from these?
Steve, it's exactly what I hear on the radio town hall every week. It really is. It's the high-level Obamacare debt issues, occasional Second Amendment rights stuff, but not a lot lately. It came up a little bit today. Farm bill comes up a lot today. Interestingly, in Fargo today, there were some farm groups there that representatives that wanted to know what I thought about whether I was encouraged by the progress and how I felt the first conference committee went. Last night was more led off with the food stamp SNAP questions. But so it's pretty much what you guys are hearing about on this show.
And by the way, we welcome your comments for Congressman Cramer. He's here Wednesday, graciously gives us an hour, and very often we do not have enough time for all the calls. So get him in early. Here's the numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to get in a quick question and just have it in queue, you can always call our hotline. That's 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Leon in Fargo is first to go with Congressman Kevin Cramer on our Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Leon.
Hi, guys. Kevin, I saw you this morning at the coffee shop there. And I thought you did a great job. One concern I would have, though, is, you know, whenever we talk about the gun issue and any type of gun regulations and things of that nature, I always feel that our Republican or conservative candidates are kind of soft when they're answering that. And I felt that this morning. Now, I'm not calling to, like, you know, give you grief or anything, but I was when that young kid made his point, I would have liked to see a stronger stand, something along the lines of, let's put this into context. I think there's just too much fear-mongering. And when he says, you know, the uptick in the mass murderings and all of that stuff, I would like to see a representative of ours put that into context and say, well, the reality is, you know, if you look at gun crimes and mass murders and rifles and the whole mental health issue, just kind of put it into context and shut the conversation. Don't shut the conversation down, but just to put it in context.
Yeah, it's a great point. And one of the things I actually thought about, Leon, when he asked the question, as you know,
what was the question?
His question was, is there any type of restriction on guns that would be supported in Congress at this point? And the context he put it in was relating to the background checks. And my basic answer was that I don't think we talk about this in a civil manner very well oftentimes, which is why I did that. My first forum was a gun forum that involved a lot of people from a lot of perspectives, including educators and clergy, as well as law enforcement. But basically what I said was, and I'm really summarizing, but was I think we need to enforce existing laws before we start talking about new laws. That if you look at some of the episodes that have happened in recent years, in many cases, existing laws would have prevented them had they been enforced better. Leon's point, though, he raises a good point. I thought about Leon going down this path of, you know, violent crime is actually down or gun crime is actually down. Except to his credit, what he did, he raised it in this context, and that is that there are more high-profile mass shootings. Now, and I would have to admit there have been. And maybe some of it's the media that we see them more. They're more highlighted. But there are more of these sort of shopping mall, school types of things. That's a very narrow context. And I think, Leon, you're right. In the larger context, violent crime is actually down, not up. And so you're right. I probably could have gotten into that a little more.
Leon, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Joel in Bismarck. Joel, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Congressman, I have to ask you this question point blank.
Sure.
Is there any chance that we're going to see an impeachment hearing on President Obama in the near future? I mean, there are so many questions about his eligibility, the constant lies. I mean, enough's enough.
Sure.
Are you guys going to take this to the floor or not?
I would just inject one thing. We had a little conversation about this on Friday. Last week, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, a number of mainstream media sources start talking about what they characterize as, you know, misleading statements from the president, mm-hmm. some calling them lies, mm-hmm. this debate over, you know, whether or not there is enough smoke, if you will, has prompted kind of a mainstream discussion on impeachment. We asked our audience, we just said, you know, is that normal? Is that nuts? Is it, and a lot of folks in North Dakota have a viewpoint of Joel that there's enough there that this should be seriously discuss. So,
well,
I want to add that.
I think Joel raises an important point, and I will tell you this, Joel. I have never been a strong advocate for the impeachment process up till recently, because especially right after an election, when many of the things you're relating to you're referring to, including eligibility, was highly vetted, not just once, but even in the re-election mode, and that makes it, I think, pretty hard, because an impeachable offense, of course, has to be that. It has to meet that standard of impeachability, which is it is a prosecutory process where you have to have evidence and all of those things, and then have, you know, you have to get enough House members and, of course, senators ultimately to actually do that. And what happens and why I fear it is that it becomes such a gross distraction that the big issues of the day don't get settled. Not only that, but the impeachment is almost has zero to no chance of succeeding. That said, what I would say is the misleading statements, if you will, as I think Scott generously referred to them, some call them lies. This has become a big problem for me, and I think it has for a lot of people. And what's become even a bigger problem is that the cover-up is worse, as is often the case. The president said you can keep your health care coverage if you like it, period. You can keep your doctor if you like it, period, no matter what anybody else says, period.
No, I don't think that's what he said. He's telling us now what he said was, if your plan hasn't changed since the laws passed, then you'll be able to keep it, which I can't even translate. Is that like Washington East?
Eventually they all change.
Yeah, so it sounds like
they're all
going to
change eventually.
Of course. Listen, if he didn't mean what he said, he shouldn't have said it 25 times on video. and so, Joel, get back to your fundamental point, which is a very serious one. And, you know, so there's on the one hand, there's the political practicality of such a thing. And on the other hand, there is a when is enough enough. And, you know, the selective enforcement of laws is not impeachable. It's egregious. But boy, this one's a whopper. And so who knows? I'm not obsessed with it. I'm not likely to go down that path by myself, obviously. I'd rather fix the problems and win some elections in 2014 and get a Republican Senate that can start putting more pressure on them.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Let's get Joe in Minot here. Joe, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Hey, good morning there, guys. Congressman, got a couple questions. Well, actually, a statement and question. I called my Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I asked them the specific question on the Obamacare Act, how I will be sitting. They said, my group policy right now today is covered under the Obamacare. It's okay. January 1st won't be no problem. But here's the ticket. May 1st, when our calendar window is, when my group policy comes back to the table, that's when the action's going to begin. My co-pays are going to go up, my deductible's going to go up, and my premiums are going to go up.
Yep.
And, I mean, this I don't think anybody's looking outside the box. This is going to make or break somebody. You know, they're not going to be able to buy the house or the bed of themselves. It's all going to be based upon this Barack Obama health care, which to me is a joke. He got it to the table illegally and so forth. And the other thing is...
Joe, do me a favor. Hey, Joe, hold that thought if you would. We'll get your other point in and give Kevin a chance to answer on the other side of the break. Plus, others waiting to weigh in. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall of Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind Today. Stay tuned. More after this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennem. Congressman Kevin Cramer in our studio today, taking your calls for the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. And if you'd like to get a question in queue call us off the air, you can call 855-200-1776. Just press 1. You can leave your message. We'll get it in as we go here. Otherwise, join us live on the air at 800-228-0550. Email's welcome to studio at onceonyourmindradio.com and also on our Facebook page. Okay, Joe and Minot, you were just finishing your question there for Congressman Cramer, and then we'll give him a chance to address this.
Yeah, back to the health care there. We're at call Blue Cross Blue Shield. And, you know, they're basically forewarning me that, you know, the boat's going to really start rocking in May 1st. And they They're pretty much telling people that they're not going to be pleased. And what about, you know, Barack, he's changing everything. Can have your children on your insurance till you're 26. What's going to happen with all this stuff? Has anybody even thought about that? And then my second part is our constitutional rights, our Second Amendment. Is there anything that can be put into place so guys like this can't come along and keep picking away, picking away, picking away? And pretty soon the people that put it into place for the men of the United States people, I mean, he's ruining everything.
Well, one thing I'd say about the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment issue is that he hasn't made one lick of progress on it, and he's made it a hallmark of his presidency, and he hasn't been able to get the Democrat Senate to even wiggle his way. So I think the Second Amendment is pretty secure for now. And remember that the Second Amendment protects all the other amendments and protects all of us, which means that presidents come and go, and they have the right to push their agenda, and as long as we know about it in advance, it's our job to make sure they don't get elected. With regard to, you said a number of things, and I think you're right. May 1st is yet another benchmark that's going to be problematic for people. January 1st is going to be a benchmark. And, of course, October 1st was, and people are starting to find out what's in the bill that Nancy Pelosi said we're going to have to pass before we know, and now we know, and it's an ugly scene. All the spin in the world cannot change several facts about how it was sold and facts about what it is now. And you brought up, you know, your Blue Cross Blue Shield telling you, you know, May 1st is going to be upset a lot of people. Remember, now they're trying to get the insurance companies to stop talking. That's the new thing, is that they're trying to get all the insurance companies to put positive spin on this thing. They want them to carry his water for him. And I tell you what, a lot of people are getting a little bit frustrated at all that. I challenged a couple. You said something about it being illegally passed. And while there's no question that the way it was passed was unusual, the use of the reconciliation in the Senate as an example, which allowed him to pass it in the Senate without 60 votes. It also allowed it to come back to the House and be passed without another vote. Those are questions, but those were also, unfortunately, all answered by the Supreme Court of the United States in a 5-4 split decision, and including our Chief Justice, who created an argument for them to keep it constitutional. So I'm afraid we have our challenges there. It's our job. You also mentioned, you notice the new thing that they've been doing is telling everybody whose premiums are going way up and whose copay is going up like yours is going to, and deductibles going up like yours is going to, don't worry, you probably are eligible for the subsidy. They push the subsidy as though somehow that's some noble answer. More government subsidy is somehow a noble answer to the increasing cost of this thing, as though the $17 trillion debt isn't real, and it's very, very real.
Thanks for the phone call, Joe. And one other thing, too. North Dakota has demanded that they get the enrollment numbers by 5 o'clock on Friday. So I'm looking forward to seeing those numbers come out as well. Henry and Fargo, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to tell you thanks for holding out on the budget. You know, shutting the government down, we should have held our guns and shut it down permanently, in my opinion. But how do we get rid of the rhinos like Holden and people like that that are filled in our party? I mean, I heard them talking about you on another channel calling you a racist, and the only reason you oppose it is because Obama's black, but it has nothing to do with it. But they're calling Tea Party people racist because they oppose these policies. Yeah. How do we handle that?
Henry, it's a great question because it's becoming challenging. Last night, frankly, in Grand Forks at my coffee with Cramer, a woman raised that very point. She didn't quite say it as clearly as all that, but she did say that the reason the Republicans are actually the architects of Obamacare, and the reason they opposed it is because they set out from the beginning to be opposed to anything he does. And I thought to myself, if ever there was a president who went into office with more wind at his back and more goodwill of the American public than Barack Obama, it's never happened in my lifetime. And this guy squandered all of that goodwill and all of that political capital on a partisan issue that he pushed through with straight Democrat votes. There should be no confusion today or any other day which party supports Obamacare and which party is 100% opposed to it. With regard to, you know, permanent government shutdown, while that there might be some agencies I wouldn't mind that happening too, the fact is that our veterans and our military and several others, just, you know, we need to have a functioning, leaner, more responsive and efficient government. And with regard to Republicans, let me just suggest that what we ought to do is we need to back Republican candidates and Republican office holders. We can back the party person of our choice. But once they get there, once they are our party's candidate, always compare them to the alternative and get behind them. Senator Hovind's done a lot of good things, including, by the way, voted 100% with us on every one of these issues related to Obamacare and reforming it, repealing it, changing it, delaying it. He was there 100% of the time as well. So, that was a stark contradiction to the Democrat senators around the country.
Henry, thanks for the call. Let's go to a place that if it was capital for a day rather than Washington, D.C., we'd probably have a lot better government. Binford, North Dakota.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, out there in Griggs County. Go ahead, Mark, you're on for Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Congressman. Thanks, Mark, for taking my call. I contacted your office about a wetland issue that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the rundown of it was, I'm 24 years old, farming, back here with my dad and my brother, and I had my farmstead, in 2011, it had flooded due to a wetland, a slough, the rising water had come up and ruined one of the houses on the farm. And then I had some overland flooding as well. And the reason why it happened was there was an existing drain placed in this wetland when it was signed in 1973. And since then, it's plugged up and backed up into my yard. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't know that there was an easement there. And so we drained it. We cleaned it out. And there's still water that ponds. But then I had a game warden show up unannounced out at the farm with a bunch of legal papers saying that I got to fill this in. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that you guys have been doing to inform or even get rid of some of these easements that I had nothing to do with?
Yeah. Mark, there's a lot there, and I'm glad that we have the case. I actually have with me Daryl Lease, who handles agricultural issues for me, so I don't want you to hang up when we go to break. I want to get more information from you. We probably have the case. We're doing a lot of things, including some important things in the Farm Bill related to this, and with regard to especially new wetlands conservation compliance being attached as a requirement for participation in crop insurance. I have an amendment in the Farm Bill that passed that's a one-for-one mitigation, wetland mitigation issue, which I'm sure you're up against on this. But your issues are quite, it's not unique, unfortunately. We need to rein in these federal agencies who think that your land is their land.
Thank you very much. Hold on the line, and we'll get that information from you as well. Coming back, more of your calls. We've got Kip, we've got Brian, all coming up on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kramer.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. One of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all three nights in a classic room, $449 for three nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is What's on Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall today. Your questions or comments, welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer. By the way, you can call 855-200-1776 with your off-air comments, as someone did earlier with this comment.
This is Jason, and I was just at the Babs Coffee House, with Cramer. He did a very good job. The one question I wanted to ask, he said that he was going to be working on the Obamacare subject. One thing I wanted to make sure was that when they work on that, that the government elected politicians and employees are also under Obamacare, and that since Kathleen Sebelius said a high percentage of people who don't want her to continue her position, she doesn't work for them, should find out who she actually works for, because she works for the people. Thank you, and thank Kevin Cramer for coming to Fargo today.
Wow, thanks, Jason, for that. I'm sorry we didn't get to your question at the event, but a couple of things. First of all, I am a co-sponsor, an original co-sponsor of a bill that was introduced by Chairman Fred Upton, Chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is the Committee of Jurisdiction over health care issues, that codifies...
Jay Wander over at ENG Lending. More of What's on Your Mind next.
So our bill would do is codify in the exact terms of the president's, that is, that you can keep your health care if you liked it, and you can keep your doctor if you like. We're going to put that in law so that we can help him keep his promise. With regard to the members of Congress and their staffs, we were actually given the option last week by the Office of Personnel Management that we could, if we wanted, exempt our political staff from Obamacare by certifying, by the way, a certification that is not reviewable or repealable or replaceable. We could certify that our employees are not members of our official staff. And by doing that, they could remain on the federal employment health care plan, which is far more generous, of course, than the exchanges. I could not, in my wildest imagination, as much as I'd love to not impose this on my employees, because I wouldn't impose it on any American if it was up to me, what they were asking us to do was basically lie if we wanted to exempt them. I will be on, my wife and I will be on the D.C. exchange. Unlike Kathleen Sebelius, I'm going to go into Obamacare, even though I've never supported it, never voted for it, as are all of my staff that work for me, because that really was the amendment that was passed in the Senate, offered by Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. And I noticed that Harry Reid is not going to require his staff to go on Obamacare, the Senate Democrat leader, but I am. I just think as a matter of solidarity with the American people, we need to do that.
Let's go to Brian in Aberdeen. Your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
I just a couple quick comments, then I want to end with a question or a challenge a little bit. First of all, to say that we're winning the Second Amendment thing right now or implying that we're gaining ground kind of ignores the fact that all these mass shootings are taking place in gun-free zones where we need to have people who are armed. They actually can exercise their Second Amendment right as the Constitution states in order to save other lives. I was kind of curious about Fast and Furious. It's my understanding that the Attorney General is held under contempt of Congress. And what does that mean? Is there any teeth in a law like that? Or does the guy just go on with business as usual? The Benghazi lies, we're so concerned about the lies about the health care law. Well, we knew that was a big bunch of malarkey before it even started. But, you know, to go out on these Sunday shows like they did, I mean, what's going on there? And then I guess my last statement I want to make is I would love for somebody to check out whether or not the IRS are actually approving some of these tax-exempt statuses of the Tea Party. I've been told by somebody who I trust, who's looked into it, that the Muslim organizations have no problem. It would be interesting to see a little bit of stats on who's been qualified and who has not been qualified, or who's even still to this day. Is it true that the Muslim organizations get to go through just quick as a, you know, slick as a whistle, by record numbers, I've heard, who are applying for tax-exempt status, and yet my understanding that many of these organizations are still struggling under the Tea Party type organization, still struggling to get approved. I'll just hang up and listen to comments and all that.
Sure. No, thank you, Brian. With regard to the Second Amendment, first of all, the Congress nor the federal government has done anything that would further restrict Second Amendment rights. Now, these gun-free zones that are decisions of local, or whether it's local governments or in many cases actually private citizens. So in other words, if somebody owns a theater complex or somebody owns a shopping mall and wants to make it a gun-free zone, you know, Congress, I think, is hard-pressed to say you can't do that, or that, you know, anybody can carry a weapon into your area. Now, that might be a really bad idea. But that, I think you have on the one hand, a local issue, and on the other hand, a federal congressional issue. And I would say that the Congress has not in recent years made any further restrictions on Second Amendment rights. I do think that the current laws have not been enforced very effectively, not the least, which is, well, you raised the next question, the next issue, which is like Fast and Furious and perjury and contempt of Congress with Eric Holder. So many of the things that you reference come down to, in many cases, selective enforcement by the administration. Not so much executive fiat as selective enforcement. Fast and Furious is clearly different, and certainly the Benghazi situation. And I would say with regard to both of them, as well as the IRS issue, the House of Representatives has had and continues to hold dozens every week, dozens of oversight hearings. In many cases, we end up subpoenaing again and again and again records, as well as witnesses. We oftentimes get the witness we didn't ask for. It's all part of the tactic. And while we can do everything we can within our rules and our limited jurisdiction to do that, while you have an unsupportive party in the Senate and an unsupportive Justice Department, it's very, very difficult. But we'll continue to do it, because we're committed to doing it, and use our oversight to, at the very least, shine a bright spotlight on a lot of these issues. With regard to Muslims versus Christian or conservative organizations, I don't know. We'll check into that, and maybe we'll have something for you, if not by the end of this program, by next week.
Glad you're listening.
Which, by the way, there was a caller, remember, last week we wanted to answer a question for as well, related to conservation compliance and crop insurance. His question was, I believe it was from the Grand Forks area, his question was, can I, under the new farm bill, should it pass as it currently is in the Senate, can I buy crop insurance unsubsidized and not be subject to the conservation compliance requirement? We think the answer to that question is yes, because the crop insurance, or the requirement to comply with conservation compliance, applies to the subsidy, not to the crop insurance. That said, rules change oftentimes within administrative agencies. We've brought this to the attention of the conference committee so that they can clarify this. But what his point highly reminds us is that how very bad it would be for North Dakota farmers to have conservation compliance be a condition of participation in the crop insurance program, and it would could very well kill the crop insurance program as well as any conservation compliance. And so we need to fight very hard for that. It's separated in the House bill. It's tied in the Senate bill. Please call the senators and make sure both of them understand how very important this topic is to North Dakota farmers.
And in the case of Brian, he's calling from South Dakota. Could add Tim Johnson and John Thune to your list.
Yes.
Appreciate the call. Glad you're listening in Aberdeen. Let's go to Kip somewhere in North Dakota with your question for Congressman Kevin Kramer. You're next up. Go ahead, Kip.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in beautiful Simcoe, North Dakota, if you ever heard of that. After Brian's call, I have a question. Pardon me?
I said I have not. Where's Simcoe?
Northeast of Elva, about 10 miles.
Elva, I know. Here. Simcoe, I did. Yeah. Got it now. We add pins to the map, so we'd like to know where you're calling from, Kip. Thank you.
It's not very big. We got a church left. but after Brian's call, all I have left is I would like the congressman to address the fact that Secretary Kerry signed the UN Small Arms Agreement Treaty or whatever they call it. That's my only question. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if I was the United States Senator, I would not vote to ratify that treaty. And I was disappointed that he'd even sign that treaty when we are, as a nation, so clearly, and our United States Congress, both the House and the Senate, so clearly concerned about further deterioration of Second Amendment rights, to then sign a treaty with the United Nations that has the potential and certainly gets us on a slippery slope of that deterioration based on some agreement that has nothing to do with, it really abdicates our sovereignty to the United Nations is egregious to me. So hopefully that treaty would never get ratified by the United States Senate, and I would guess I'd be surprised if it did.
I can't find six on the map.
I couldn't even find it on the map.
It anyway,
it's a church. They lost
church.
The bar. Now it's
there we go. Kip, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have a question for Congressman Kevin Kramer, Kathy in Bismarck, what's on your mind for the congressman?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. The last caller just asked the same question that I had about the United Nations Treaty. The other question I have is, Representative Kramer, mentioned that we have to back all Republican candidates, which I do. I mean, even if I don't agree with them, because I'm more of a Tea Partier. But yeah. I also want to say that we've got to have it on the other side, too, mm-hmm. because the past couple of elections, there have been some shenanigans being pulled, and some of the Republicans just really downgrading a Tea Party candidate.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to stand together. Not just the Tea Party have to accept what Republican Party wants. And I'm very conservative, and I've always backed the Republican Party, but the last couple of years, I am just so ticked off at them they just don't have any guts. I'm sorry.
You know, Kathy, you raise such an you raise a really important family issue, and I don't know if you folks saw it. Bismarck Tribune ran this story, the piece, as I think the other foreign communications papers do, that Lloyd Omdahl, the self-appointed political guru of North Dakota, critical of my flirtations, I think is what he referred to him as, with the Tea Party. Last night in Grand Forks, a woman asked me, "Are you ready to disavow the Tea Party?" And I am a very pragmatic conservative. I know we have not won enough elections to dictate our policies 100% the way we want to, and I'm willing to work within that, the parameters of a divided government, to move the ball our direction as long as we're going in the right direction. That said, as I said last night, and I do not apologize for the Tea Party. What I love about the Tea Party is it's real people like you, Kathy, at a grassroots level, which Scott knows more about than about anybody, that rose up in response to, frankly, Obamacare.
Well, and want a vision of what the founding fathers wanted for
Precisely.
This country. So it's not radical in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Thanks, Kathy. More on that answer, Kevin, when we come back. Another call's waiting to go. We'll continue. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
It's our final segment on a Wednesday, always lively Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Cramer from 550 KFIRE, the voice of the Northern Plains, and AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 Radio rocking the Bakken. Today, Kathy in the Bismarck's question, good dovetails with an emailer here that says, is this the same Kevin Cramer that said he was leery of the Tea Party folks that helped elect him?
No, that,
but you did, you weren't leery. You never said that, were you?
No, I didn't say it. What I think he's referring to is an article in the Hill magazine. I think it was the Hill in Washington. Said, I'm leery of the Tea Party, quote, leadership in Washington. Because what's happened is this wonderful grassroots movement, the Tea Party, which is for limited government. All the things we're for, constitutional, return to constitutional government, has been co-opted in Washington, not in North Dakota, but in Washington, by organizations that utilize them for basically for fundraising, for lack of a better term. They encourage division between Tea Party and Republicans.
So is that the rift? Is the rift between the establishment and the Republican Party and those folks that are trying to co-opt the party?
I think there is a rift there, yes. And I think that spills over, Scott,
but do Republican leaders look down on, like, Kathy and Bismarck as saying, I'm a Tea Party person, I'm
not at all.
On the graph?
At least I don't. I mean, maybe some do. None that I know do, but not at all. It's becoming a pretty big problem in Washington with these leadership groups or these... They're not even political action committees. They're nonprofit groups that make a lot of money by creating division and driving the wedge.
Ken Cuccinelli loses by a sliver last night in Virginia. He basically said the Republican establishment abandoned him, and if we'd had a little more help, we'd have won this race.
Well, I would also...
Is that what she's talking about?
It may be. I don't know the situation very well. I know that it became a very negative campaign, but I also know that there was a Libertarian candidate that got over 6.5% of the vote in a 1% margin. And... You know, so there you had, and I, you know, I'm all for everybody running that wants to run and whatnot, but there is a consequence when I would say in Virginia that the conservative movement won big. It's just that the conservative movement had two good candidates and they split the vote and gave a plurality, not a majority, but a plurality to the Democrat.
And in essence, between on the Republican side, between Tea Party, Libertarians quite often, and the established Republican Party, you've got three factions in the Republican Party, which are dividing votes. Speed round. We've got full calls. Let's try to get your questions in about 30 seconds or less for Congressman Kramer. Kurt in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Kurt.
I've got a question on, you started on it, on the relationship between the Tea Party and the Republican Party. You've had callers come on here now call our Senator Hovind a rhino, which kind of upsets me a little bit. He's a three-term governor. I think he knows what the interests of North Dakota are and doesn't deserve that kind of a tag. And the Tea Party, I'm a good family man. I'm a good person, and I don't belong to the Tea Party. I'm a staunch independent. I take the time to look at my candidates. My question is, their goal is no moderates, no Democrats, no compromise.
Yeah.
How's that going to work out anywhere? You're not going to get that picture of no moderates, no Democrats, no compromise. Then my second and last question is foreign policy, because we never hardly ever speak about it. Two of the big reasons we're in the mess we are today is our foreign policy. During the Bush and Cheney doctrine, we started the policeman of the world and have continued it under Obama. And the housing crash. What are we going to do about Iraq and Afghanistan? We're going on 15 years, Representative. Yeah. And I'll listen and wait for any feedback.
Sure. Well, Kurt, first of all, with regard to no compromise, one of the problems with divided government, and this is the thing that I say to people all the time, in a divided government, you don't get to have it 100% your way. You can't say, no, we're not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling because that's non-negotiable, or no, we're not going to negotiate on the continuing resolution. And you can't say, you know, we're not going to do anything unless you agree to overturn, you know, this piece of legislation that bears your name. As much as both sides would like to have it their way, divided government, you can't. The missed opportunity, Kurt, in a divided government is what Bill Clinton did, what Ronald Reagan did when they had divided government. They did really big things by taking the diversity of those ideas, moving the ball forward. And so we got things like comprehensive tax reform under President Reagan that led to the most prosperous era ever, and then welfare reform under Bill Clinton that led to a very prosperous America. We're missing that because we don't have the leadership right now that brings those two divided governments together. And you're right, it requires working together. With regard to foreign policy and the policemen of the world, it's always been a struggle between America's shining city on a hill and our advocacy for peace and for prosperity, for more importantly, liberty, not just here, but everywhere, and our own interests. We have huge interests in the Middle East that relate not just to terrorism, but relate to things like energy security and whatnot, which is why domestically we can do a lot for our own Middle East security and not being the policeman of the world by developing the resources we have in this country, resources like coal and oil and gas.
Let's get quickly Mike in Logan County in here. Mike, literally about a 15-second question is all we have time for. Quickly.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I have a question for Mr. Kramer, and that is, our governor, Dalrymple, had signed in Obamacare into the, you know, the national unit. Wouldn't we as a state be better off having our own insurance because we have low unemployment, low rate of people on social services? We wouldn't be subsidizing a lot of people.
If I understand your question, Mike, what you're wondering is, would it be better to have a state exchange than this federal exchange? And, you know, one could probably argue that to some degree, but I just think that kind of, North Dakota's not ready for that. We're just not ready for that.
As usual, we didn't get to all the callers, which is one of the reasons we have the off-air line. Yeah. Call 855-200-1776 with your off-air questions. We'll put them first in line next week for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, thanks for listening. God bless you, one and all. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jack now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?